All right, so it looks like my chorus is something like.
Meanwhile in the trenches. Meanwhile in the trenches. Meanwhile in the trenches. They're stuck in me. All I love. All I love.
Wait, hang on.
Meanwhile in the trenches. They're stuck in me. Meanwhile in the trenches.
I can't remember the chorus, which means to me it wasn't very strong. So I'm just gonna go back again. This is like trying to do more instinct than intellectual. So I'm gonna go back and see what chorus comes naturally, because I spent too much, well, not too much time. I spent good time revising the verse and the pre-chorus, and then I'm just gonna get to the chorus and see what comes natural. I know I'm in G and the chord should be very bright sounding, but we'll see what happens.
Can't breathe in. Coming to get me for picking the wrong grapes. I'm so blind I can't really see. Radio sings some happy song about a lost love and sweet honey. Some imaginary wrong. We all laugh at love. We all laugh for us at love. It's so funny.
Weak because the rhyme scheme.
Meanwhile in the trenches, they're sucking it in. Because I love you, because I love you, love me. The army don't know if they just can't wait.
I don't know.
Meanwhile in the trenches, they're sucking.
No, because I gotta put sucking it in as line 2 and they just can't win as line 4 so that they rhyme with each other. So that's a pain in the butt.
Meanwhile in the trenches. Meanwhile in the trenches.
And I like the harmonic rhythm I just did, which was 2 chords per bar. Did you hear that?
Meanwhile in the trenches.
About this for a minute. If I elongate the meanwhile in the trenches to be a whole line, yeah, I can't do it the way I said I was going to do it before, because I have to have sucking it in as line 2 and they just can't win as line 4, so the whole thing rhymes. So that line that I put, remember I put in the line between the first half and second half of the third line of text in the chorus? I can't do that. I gotta put the line in on the first between trenches and the word there for rhyme scheme. Otherwise, I want to get this done. I don't want to ask. You know, and part of it is selfish. My motives are gonna be different than yours. You can take your time and make the song great, but I don't want to go back to the client and say, "Hey, can you rewrite the chorus?" I want to just do it and get it over with. But the reason, again, this is useful for you is because there are times, I'm sure, where you feel like you just want to finish the song. You have to strike a balance between being willing to put in the effort and being willing to finish it, even if it's just okay. You can always revise it later, but for the moment, finishing a tune gives you a great sense of accomplishment. There's nothing more frustrating than having lots of ideas just piled up and you can't really, treat your songs like a business almost. You know, in my case, this is a business, but it helps me, this practice helps me streamline my own songwriting, and I don't just do songwriting for money. I write songs all the time for myself to play just for the sheer joy of it. So I don't want you to think, well, I don't care what you think, but I'm not just a mercenary. I'm illustrating this process so that it can help you get on with the business of finishing your song, even if that business is for fun, you know? It'd be like having a hobby of, you know, let me just digress on this for a second. If you had a hobby of, I don't know, making macrame or something, and all you had was like all these ridiculous, you know, cluttered strands of macrame all over your apartment or your house, and you never finished anything, it would just be ridiculous, right? So here we go. So I could do something melodically. Something more melodically interesting with the Meanwhile in the Trenches, because it's too long and boring on its own, because it wasn't meant, because this guy, I'm basically making up for his, you know, inability to conceive of four lines for a chorus. He's got four lines for everything else. This is what I don't understand about lyricists. Why can't they, anyway, I'm complaining. But like we talked about meter, keep meter in mind. And meter is, you know, how many lines per verse or per stanza, and keep them the same. If you got four in every other, it doesn't mean you can't have a shorter verse or a shorter chorus. You can break the rules, but most of the time the rules are not broken consciously. The rules are broken because of inability to conceive of these things. You know what I mean? All right, here we go. I got to get on with this. Time is a wasting. I got to make the melody more interesting. Down what I got. Oh, how about this? As I was writing, I came up with something I think is even better. I can make that as my little motif. Wait. So I'm gonna make that my little motif for the beginning of the song, like the intro and the interlude, like a little ditty thingy, you know, that goes in the beginning of the song. Before I go on to the next, I gotta make sure that my next step is gonna be to make sure the rest of the lyrics fit the song form that I came up with. But I just want to make sure I like what I got so far. So I got, I wish there was an easy way to play that. I'm moving on. So now I gotta make sure the second A fits the same music.
They're snapping to attention in the hellfire zone. Ragpick is cleaning out their noses, eating the liver they can't leave alone. And you and I sit around with roses. Down the aisles we go.
Down the. So I'm gonna underline where the. They're snapping to attention. So I'm going to line snap, attend, and hell, and zone to remind me where the strong beats go. They're snapping to attention, zone. Rag pickers cleaning their noses. Eating the liver they can't leave alone. And you and I sit around with roses. Down the aisle. Too many words in here, so this is going to be the challenge. Down the aisle we go, swinging to and fro. So down, go, swinging, fro. Down the aisle we go, swinging to and fro. Alright, and then a late groom, glowing moon. A late groom, glowing moon, doesn't block our way. That's kind of so late, glowing, doesn't, and way. It's a bit whacked, but a late groom, a glowing moon, doesn't block our way. I'm just fitting the lyrics to 4/4 time. Nobody shows but the lonely and old. So nobody shows lonely and old. That one's easy, and we. Kiss and drink champagne. So kiss, ain, and break in day. Kiss and drink champagne. Alright, so let me do that verse.
They're snapping to it.
And by the way, if you want to skip ahead, the rest of the process is going to be just me making sure that these lyrics fit this whole song form. And I may have to chop some stuff. You don't have to listen to the rest of this, but skip to the next track if you feel inclined to and hear the finished product. But I am going to let it continue to record just so I can, if there's any other insights I have to offer. So, verse 2.
They're snapping to attention in the hellfire zone. Ragpick is cleaning up their noses. Eating sit around with roses. Down the alley we go, swinging to and fro. A late moon going doesn't block our way. Nobody shows up with the lonely and old. We kiss champagne. dance off her feet. But all a girl can do is laugh and sing.
Cut that. The where this little ditty goes is beautiful as your nose. I gotta cut that.
Where this little ditty goes is beautiful as. Where this little ditty goes is beautiful. Where this little ditty goes. Where this little ditty goes is beautiful as your nose round. This little ditty.
Round and round until eternity rocks. So I took out the word little. Where this ditty goes is beautiful. It's still a pain in the butt.
Where this ditty goes is beautiful as your nose. Where this ditty goes is beautiful as your nose. Round and round until eternity rocks. Kissing and kissing your beautiful toes.
So I'm going to take out the word together and the word and. So watch the sun set in a diamond pool.
We'll watch the sun set.
And we'll just laugh at the fool. Alright. And we'll just laugh at the fool. And snap him on his dress. Okay, so I pretty much got it.